Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here tonight.
Amen.
I hope you feel the same way.
Yes, sir.
It's always a joy to be in the Father's house, especially when you know the Father's at home.
Amen.
And I feel like He's here. Amen.
Amen.
I'm grateful for the privilege that the church has given my wife and I to be able to worship you with you tonight. He is worthy of all honor,
Amen,
glory, and praise. I was shocked to hear about your pastor when he come in the door, but God knew all about it. He knew about it from the foundation of the world.
You're
Amen.
Right, bro.
And I'm glad to hear the good reports about his how well he's getting along, and I'm glad he's in good hands.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord never makes any mistakes.
Right.
He always does things well, and I'm grateful for it. And it is a joy to be here, and thank you. Thank you so very much. You tell the pastor that I said I'm thankful that he let me come. Amen. I called him a few weeks ago and asked about coming by. I think it's been close to 9 years. 9 years this month. Time goes by. Amen. It don't seem like to me it's been 9 years, but according to my records, it's been 9 years since we've been by here. And to give the church an update, and I just want to say thank you, church. Thank you so, so very much for the faithful support that's been given to us through the years. I don't know exactly how long, probably in and around 20 years, maybe a little longer. I've been a missionary of the Rock of Ages for 23 years. And I know the church has supported us a long time, and I am so grateful for it. We couldn't do the work if it wasn't for people like you that had a desire and have a burden and concern about souls around the world. You know, the Lord commissioned the church to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I realize that everybody here can't go abroad and go so many places around the world, but you can help those who are going. I heard a long time ago, and I am wholeheartedly believing in that, either you ought to go yourself or help somebody who is going. And do one or the other. I mean, you do one or the other, because that's the commission that God's gave every saved person, to evangelize the world. And I am grateful for that. I'm not saying that just as a missionary. I pastored Baptist churches for 21 years. And I believe that when I was a pastor, I preached it and taught it and had mission conferences and all of that. Encouraged people to be involved in missions. And I'm thankful for the churches that I pastored and what they did about missions. And never dreamed, never thought that God would call me to do what we're doing. But I'm glad He did. You don't make any mistakes, and I surely have enjoyed it. I thought I'd just give you a quick update about something here. I printed off and what the Lord has allowed us to do together. In 2014, I was able to visit prisons overseas 9 different times, take 9 different trips. I was in 38 prisons. And give out 109 Bibles, and saw 2,255 professions of faith. Now, you say, did they all get saved? I can tell you exactly how many got saved. Everybody that believed.
That's right.
If they believe, they're just as much saved as you are. And God didn't call me to be a judge. He called me to be a preacher. And I know that's a large number, and I know I'm human just like you are. Flags runs up in your mind.
I wonder if they all got saved. I doubt they all got saved.
Well, let me ask you this. How long the church has been here? Has everybody that's knelt at this altar, has everybody gotten saved? Probably not. But it's not your business and my business. Our business is to preach, give an invitation, and let God do what He wants to do in hearts and lives. But thank you, church. Thank you for helping us. I've flown almost 100,000 miles this year, or last year, rather. And I want to thank you for what you've done to help us. Give you a quick update. Maybe newer members. I'm sure there ought to be some members, new members that's never seen me. It's been 9 years since we've been here. But I pastored Baptist churches for 21 years. The last 23 years, I visited prisons with Rock of Ages prison ministry overseas. That's strictly what I do, is just overseas work, and been able to establish and start prison ministries in five different countries. Four in Europe, all former communistic countries. There's still going on. There's still people there that are evangelizing, two of the countries, they're nationals that we trained, and they came with the ministry and become a part of the Rock of Ages, and they're carrying on the work, doing a good job. And two of the countries, Latvia and Lithuania, one of our own Rock of Ages American men moved over there, and he's taking care of those two countries that we started back in the 90s. And then in Brazil, it's been 15 years this month that I went to Brazil, and I have spent a lot of time there for several different reasons. Number one, it's a very large country. It's almost the same size as the continental United States. You think about someone coming from Europe to America to visit prisons. And you think about all he's got to do in America, one man visit all the prisons in America. So Brazil is a large country, very large. And it has a largest prison population of any country that we're working in outside of the United States. Has well over 200,000 inmates. I'm thinking about the state of São Paulo, has over 200,000 inmates. The country has over 600,000 inmates. But most of the prisons is in the industrial areas of the south of the country, and the state of São Paulo has the largest prison population. Of course, it's got the largest city, one of the largest cities in the world. São Paulo, close to around 20 million people in that one city. So you're going to have a lot of prisoners in that state. So it's over 200,000 prisoners and over 155 prisons. And we have had permission granted several years ago to be able to visit every prison within the state. And I've not been able to do that. There's so many to go to, and the state is a very large state, and you can drive 8 hours and never get out of the state. So it's a lot to be done, and I need your prayers. I want to do all that God wants us to do. Through the years that we've been there, we've seen four national men, Brazilian men, come with the Rock of Ages as full-time missionaries. And they are carrying on, they're doing the work, and I'm grateful for it. Three of them are chaplains. One is a full-time, what we call, evangelist. He travels and goes to as many of the prisons that he can. And they're all doing a fantastic job, and we're grateful for it. And the liberty and the freedom that we have is another reason that I go to Brazil so much. We have more freedom, more liberty, more access to the inmates than any other country where we're laboring and working in. Nothing uncommon for me to be able to go in. Like on our last trip, I visited five prisons. I was there in December. You got one of the prayer letters maybe last week or so. But just to update you, five prisons, 24 preaching services, I think there was. And preached to 1,100 and something, I believe it was, that we had in service. Or 1,510, that's the correct number. And saw 780 professions of faith. You go into some of these prisons, and the area where they have their recreation is probably every bit or four or five times larger than this auditorium. And the pavilion, they call them pavilions, and I'm thinking about one particular that we was at, has about 600 men in one pavilion. And there was, four of those pavilions in the prison. and gather around. The men just make a great big circle around you and get right out in the middle of them. About 300 of the men, approximately that number that we was able to estimate and count, and be able to preach to them and see how they respond to the gospel. And many of them repent of their sins and ask the Lord to save them. When you see grown men, many of them in there, of course, for serious crimes, and see them weep and cry, tears run down their face, and give an invitation and see them call on God to save them. Now, that does something to you. It ought to excite anybody when you see people come to a saving knowledge of Christ. I love it. I love to go in, and I love to be able to walk up to the men. So we're right in, especially in the state of São Paulo. Most all of our services, we're just right in there with the men and rub shoulder to shoulders with them and able to put your arm around them. And sometimes when you're preaching to them, you see tears running down their face, just put your arm around them and keep a preaching. And see them get saved. One man, I remember in December, came up to me after the service and he says, "I'll never forget this day. I'll never forget it." So I'm glad that God had done something for him and had an impact upon his life. And so that's another reason. The door, the open door, the opportunities, being able to place men as chaplains, full-time chaplains there every day, going in at 8 o'clock and come out at 4 o'clock, have complete liberty. I've been in many of the prisons and just have complete liberty to move around, stay, and preach, teach, disciple, just whatever you feel like God wants you to do. And that's the type of ministry that we've had, especially in the state of São Paulo. 3 years ago, we started spreading out, went a little further south in the country to the state of Paraná, and got the door open, visited prisons there. Don't hardly have as much liberty there. A lot of times we just got to preach to the men behind the bars separating us. But yet we were reaching a lot of people, able to reach a lot of people. I was there in October, I think it was, or September, maybe it was September, October of this past year. And God blessed and gave us good liberty, and we've seen a lot of folks saved. And of course, we try to keep you updated on a monthly basis. And I do that for two reasons, church. First of all, I'm accountable to this church. You support me, and I'm accountable to you. And you have a right to know where I'm at and what I'm doing. And second of all, how can you pray for me like I want you to if you don't know what I'm doing? By the way, we have some new prayer cards here, and if you would please get one, definitely an improvement probably on from the old prayer card that you may have. So get one and remember to pray for us. And so that's the reason why I write. It's for you to know how to pray. I remember when I pastored, sometimes we would get prayer letters from our missionaries, and they would request prayer for this, that, and the other. And by the time we got the letter, it was done. It was already over with. The event had done taken place. So how do you pray about something that's already happened? So, but I want to keep you updated. I want you to know where we're at, what we're going to do. And so please remember to pray for us. I shared in the letter that you received, our last one, that I was supposed to be in Brazil the last of this month, going to the state of Paraná again, and we run into some problems. I'm afraid that I have not canceled it out yet, but I don't know for sure that we're going to be able to go. While I was there in October, visiting prisons, visiting several prisons, had good liberty. But while I was there, they had 22 prison riots last year. And while I was there that week, I think there were two prisons that had riots, not the ones that we were in, but another parts of the state had riots. But all last year, 22 prison riots 45 hostages taken and six prisoners killed and beheaded by other prisoners. And because of that, all of that turmoil, the governor of the state has fired the top prison officials and redoing all the officials, the head officials. And because of that, they're just not granting any new prison passes. So I don't know just exactly when I'll be able to get back to Brazil, Paraná. Every year, you got to get new prison passes and go through all the red tape and criminal checks and pictures got to be taken and several different things that has to be done, got to be done every year. But still, please remember to pray for us if God wants me to be there this month, and it'll work out. But God willing, I'll be in Peru in February and visiting some prisons that we have scheduled, working on that, and looking forward throughout the year. God willing, I'm hoping to make at least 9 or 10 trips overseas this year, looking at another country or two in South America. We're trying to get some contacts there for Bolivia, and maybe there, maybe again in Argentina. I've been to Argentina twice. We don't have a what we call an ongoing ministry, but I have been in prison there on two different occasions. We may make another trip there. So we do covet your prayers, church. Covet your prayers that we'll do what God wants us to do. And thank you. Thank you so much for being faithful and helping us like you have. Won't you take your Bibles, if you would, tonight, and turn with us to the book of 1 Kings chapter number 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, familiar passage of Scripture, one of the passages that I love so much in the Word of God, dealing with some of the life of Elijah. I love this man. I love the faith that he demonstrated, and I guess that's what I want to kind of deal with tonight, the reward of faith and obedience. That's what we want to think about. The reward, how God will bless us and reward us because of our faith and obedience. Learning to obey God, taking God at His word and trusting Him. And we have this recorded here in 1 Kings chapter number 17. Let me go to the Lord in prayer, then we'll read a portion of the Word of God. Our Father, I'm glad to be here tonight. And I'm grateful for these precious folk that's come tonight to be in your house to worship you, Lord. We do love you. We praise you, God, for redeeming us from a life of sin and from a devil's hell, washing us in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, cleansing us. And what we are by the grace of God tonight. And I pray that you'll bless your word and help me, Father, for these few moments to be a blessing and a source of inspiration to these people. Meet with us, Lord. And Father, in just a little while, when we leave this building, may we truly say in our heart that it's been good to be in the house of God. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelled by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came into the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of the sticks, and he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he in her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake to Elijah. May God add his blessings to his word. What a tremendous story. And what a tremendous man. He is called in different places in the Word of God, the man of God. The man of God. I don't know of any greater title that any man